Lamp mit Goretzky auf Flux FM. Ein Stück aus dem Jahre 1996. Ja, und wenn man jetzt ein bisschen zurückrechnet, vor 21 Jahren kam die Debütplatte von Lamp raus und die beiden, Lou Rhodes und Andy Barlow, haben sich gedacht, ach, zum 21-jährigen Jubiläum, da gehen wir doch mal auf eine richtig schöne Tour, und die führt sie heute ins Astra in Berlin. Am Abend werden sie aufspielen. 6 Leute an der Zahl werden dann auf der Bühne sein und Lou und Andy sind jetzt für euch hier im Studio und wir wollen ein bisschen mit ihnen quatschen über damals und auch über heute neue Musik. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass Sie da sind an diesem verregneten Donnerstag in Berlin. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. So, 21st anniversary, that's a nice number. And I was researching, like, did they do something last year? No, they actually didn't. They chose the 21st.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is it the same in Germany and in England? The 21st birthday is called the coming of age. So it's very significant. And we figured, you know, we didn't, to be fair, we didn't have time when we were 20, when it was 20 years. And then we figured 21 is just as significant a date, probably more so, actually.
Yeah. What was occupying you then last year?
I've been producing U2 for the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And they've been keeping me very busy.
Yeah, and you couldn't say, sorry, I have to go on tour with Rudy.
Bono, I'm sorry, Matt. Yeah, it turns out it's quite tricky to say no to Bono.
Yeah, I believe that.
So I did a solo record in the year in 2016, and so I was touring it kind of over the end of 2016 and into last year, this year rather.
And how often do you call each other, like, okay, let's do something together again, let's meet, let's do a tour, let's do some new music? How many weeks or months can go by?
Well, back in the day, we didn't actually like each other, and we just endured each other.
We did it first, and then we kind of...
There was lots of eye-rolling whenever I said anything. And then about... When we broke up about 10 years ago, and then we...
In 2004.
And then we got back together 5 years later, and then when we got back together, then we were mates, and we were friends, mm-hmm. and then we used to... Yeah, then everything kind of changed. We hang out in the same social circles. We call each other. I mean, I'll speak to Lou probably 3 times a week usually.
Yeah, so we're kind of more like friends, and work is another aspect of that rather than it just being about the work, which it was previously.
So. But it wasn't back in the day, was it?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
So the breakup was good for you then?
Yeah, very. I think it needed to happen for both of us. Mm. And we both did sort of interesting things in that time and grew a lot, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Where do you live now? In Manchester still?
No. We haven't lived there for a long time, have we? I live in the southwest of England, in near Bath and Bristol. Kind of, I live in the countryside, in a small town called Bradford-on-Avon.
Mm-hmm.
And I live just outside Brighton, which is about an hour drive from London on the south coast by the beach.
And how many bands do you produce, or how have you produced by now?
I haven't been doing it that much, but I started with Fink, who lives in Berlin now.
Yeah.
So he was my first artist, and then I've done work with remixes and work with Damien Rice and Elbow and Snow Patrol, and then I got the David Gray last album, and then I got a call from Bono saying, do you want to come to Monaco? And then I've been on U2.
Monaco? Lou, what do you think do they worship about him? Why do they want to work with him together? You can answer this question.
I don't know. Apparently they're Lamb fans. So, I think they probably heard Lamb and thought we could do with a little bit of that edge, you know?
Mm.
The edge.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, you must know about his qualities.
It's also his charming personality and his bad wind.
Speak for yourself.
Bad wind? What does that actually mean?
It doesn't translate.
It doesn't translate to German.
It doesn't translate? Okay. I will put that in. Sehr gut. Damals, 1996, kam die Debütplatte der beiden raus und sie kam damals aus unterschiedlichen Richtungen. Er aus der elektronischen, experimentellen Richtung. Sie so, ja, mehr Singer-Songwriter. Und dann haben die beiden zusammen etwas kreiert, was damals grenzenüberschreitend war. Eine Mischung aus eben elektronischer Musik, Trip-Hop, Jazz, Blues. Und als sie sich zusammentaten, wussten sie, da wird irgendwas, wir wollen was bewegen, wir wollen was Spannendes machen. So when you were coming together doing musical stuff, you knew that you wanted to change something. Was there, when you started out, you knew that there was something special that you would create? Did you know that right from the beginning, or was it after a couple of weeks or months? You know, okay, yeah, we want to break through some boundaries. We want to do something different than the others.
There was no master plan. It was kind of, basically, I came from a songwriting background. My mom was a folk singer, and so I grew up around acoustic music. But then I was living in South Manchester and listening to a lot of pirate stations and going out to, there was a really lively club scene around then. And the pirate stations were playing really interesting kind of cut-up beats, like early breakbeat. And also, I've been listening to a guy called Gerald's first album, Black Secret Technology. He's been living in Berlin, I think, recently. I think he's maybe moved back to England. And kind of started to really think about what that would be like to combine the songs with that kind of production, and was kind of asking around for producers to work with, and tried working with a couple of guys who were a bit too conventional, and then a DJ friend recommended Andy, and we just met up and just figured we'd just go in the studio and see what happened, and we've been seeing what happened ever since, I think, really. It's just,
and there was also some LSD involved, I read.
On
the third date, I said, let's go out to this. What was the name of the
club? It was Back to Basics in Leeds. We were writing in a studio in Leeds.
And we're staying on the studio floor. And on that third day, we sort of thought, oh, let's go out. And someone gave us some LSD. And I don't know, there was like, I mean, we're both pretty cosmic anyway, let's face it, even without the drugs. But we just had this kind of like heart opening, like, oh, there's something happening here and it's really quite special. And neither of us had experienced anything like it before. So I think that was, for me, the first time I was like, oh, there's a future in this.
Thanks to the guy who gave you the drug. So let's listen to a song of yours from 1996, it's called Closer, und sind wir mit Lamb gleich wieder zurück. Heute Abend spielen sie im Astra auf der Bühne, werden sie sein. Und dieses Album, Lamb, werden sie spielen vom ersten bis zum letzten Song. So that's right, you're going to play the Lamb album.
Yes,
the
full finish.
From start to finish. It's a really good idea. Lamp mit Closer auf Flux FM. Und wir haben die Künstler dahinter für euch im Studio. Die Briten Lou Rhodes und Andy Barlow sind hier. Heute Abend spielen sie im Astra auf und werden ihre Debütplatte, die vor 21 Jahren rausgekommen ist, vom Anfang bis zum Ende durchspielen. Und damals waren sie wohl doch recht schwierige Genossen auch für das Plattenlabel, das sie unter Vertrag genommen hat. Denn ich konnte doch lesen, dass you were a bit of a nightmare for your record label back then. What did you do?
We were just very, very particular about what we wanted to do. We didn't want to be told what to do, definitely. And we signed to a major record label after writing three songs. And so I think they thought they were getting one thing and we knew we were something else. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted us to conform to writing music that would sell more records, and we were just constantly wanting to push boundaries and innovate and be ourselves, you know. So we did have quite a tricky time with them. After the initial honeymoon period, it started to get a little bit fractious.
Can you make it sound a bit more like Dido was one of their comments.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
Really? I'm no.
And then your favorite was like, oh, no thanks.
But in a way, looking back, it kind of gave us an energy to be ourselves and be rebellious, because there's no point being rebellious if there's no one to be rebellious against, right? Yeah. And here's this institution, Universal Records, and we were the round peg being banged into a square hole. And so I think it did somehow, looking back, give us a bit of energy to go, actually, we want to be independent. And we didn't want to sign to a major anyway, but we somehow found ourselves dancing with that devil. Mm-hmm. But I think quite often bands who sign to majors are usually pop bands, and they're usually a bit more easily manipulated.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the director. Sure. Okay, this is the producer. Sure. And we're like, no way, we're not going to. And some ridiculous, like our first remix, which is probably one of my most famous remixes, was done by an outfit called Fila Brasilia. And they, the label didn't want them to remix because they weren't expensive enough.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's one of our most...
You have to take lots of money.
Yeah, it's one of the most loved remixes. Mm. It's just amazing. And I think the other thing about not conforming is that the music that we were making back then, a lot of people just didn't understand what we were doing. We didn't understand what we were doing. We were just, you know, it was just process-driven art. You know, it was like, we're just doing this. And you listen to the, I mean, that last track is a good example, Closer. It's like you listen to that track and you could kind of bring it forward to now and it would be fresh with what's happening now. It's almost like what we were doing then, a lot of music has kind of caught up and is doing similar stuff. You know, if you listen to bands like Haters Coyote, who are kind of fusing jazz and you know, modern production techniques, there's a common essence in that music, and you know, I feel proud that we were
pioneers,
the vanguard of that in a way, yeah. Back then, without even realizing it, you know, we were just doing what we do, and but we were fighting to the last to maintain that sort of individuality.
Maybe you have an old track that you haven't released from back then, and you can put it out now as under a moniker, and then everyone will say, "Great stuff."
We had to do. There was some contractual thing that we couldn't call ourselves Lamb, because if you play in London, you can't play within 50 miles or something. So we did a show and we were called Baby Sheep. So maybe we could have a Baby Sheep track. But back then, and in fact, not even back then, you know, like real bands seem to do like about 50 songs and then wind it down to about 10 or 12. Mm. But for Lamb, it's like, as soon as we've got 10 tracks, that's the album and there it goes.
Yeah, I see. Mm. Ja, und wir werden auch jetzt einen Song hören, der ganz neu ist. Der heißt Illumina. Are you going to play Illumina tonight?
We are, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. We love playing this song.
Tell us about it. Where is it? In your studio? You produced it in your studio?
It was a funny story, actually. It was my friend in New York, and she's like, I've always wanted to see how a song's made. And I had my laptop and a few bits. And I was like, well, first you make a bass line, and then you kind of get a drum part, and then basically just was doing a step-by-step demo, and then in the end kind of pressed play and went, oh, that's pretty cool. And then we were in Goa a few months later and I played it to Lou, and she's like, oh, I really like that, can we do that as a Lamb song? And I'm like, okay. So then we penned the melody and most of the lyrics in Goa, and then come back to my studio in Brighton and then finished it off.
What kind of impact has Goa on this music? What is the atmosphere, or why was it a good place for you to work on this song?
It's a very open environment. I think that's the main thing. I mean, Andy spends a lot of time out there. I spend a lot less time because I'm kind of, because of my kids and stuff. Well, kids, they're grown men almost. But it's there's something about the atmosphere there that you can just be who you need to be. And it throws everything open. And I think that's a really good place to write music and lyrics, because it's kind of like airlifting out of your so-called normal life, wherever that may be, and being in this, you know, like having a blank slate almost of who you are and where you are and everything. It's a wonderful. It's hard to explain unless you go there, but. It's very open.
It's the kind of place that, you know, you kind of go out for a cup of tea, and then while you're there, you go, oh, I really need a massage, and I'd really like some new music, and I'd like, you know, whatever it is. And then within a few minutes, someone comes, hi, how are you doing? Oh, this is my friend. She's the best massage therapist. And this guy's here, and she's like, oh, I've got all these new, you know, albums. And, you know, within 5 minutes, you somehow managed to conjure all the things that you're thinking about. It's just got a real amazing flow that I've not experienced anywhere else.
Okay, also Goa ist sozusagen der perfekte Ort für Andy, vor allem, weil er sehr viel Zeit dort verbringt, um musikalisch kreativ zu werden, aber auch Ludi ab und zu mal da ist und sich dann mit ihm dort trifft. Und da ist ist eben dieser Song entstanden, den wir uns gleich auch anhören. Ein ganz neuer, den sie heute Abend im Astra spielen werden. Aber wie gesagt, auch die Debütplatte von Anfang bis Ende durch. Und ihr könnt euch sehr gerne jetzt von uns auf die Gästeliste setzen lassen, wenn ihr die 030 2000 9000 wählt. 030 2000 9000, dann seid ihr heute Abend auf jeden Fall drauf auf der Liste, wenn ihr durchkommt hier bei Flux FM. Dann könnt ihr Lamp live sehen. It was a pleasure having you here. Enjoy your party tour, your birthday tour, and yeah, maybe we'll see us with a new album or in, I don't know, 2 years?
Well, maybe sooner, I don't know.
Maybe sooner, maybe next year then.
Hopefully next year. Okay. It's feeling good, isn't it? It's definitely feeling good. This is a bit of a dip in the water to see how it feels.
Ach,
so
schön.
Far.
Dann können Sie jetzt schon mal so ein bisschen austesten, wie sie es wieder anfühlt, zusammen auf Tour zu gehen. Sehr schön. Vielen Dank an euch beide und wir hören Illumina. Hier sind Lamp auf Flux FM.